There are many shades of green when it comes to the environment and energy. Dark green tends towards a clean environment based on renewables, solar, wind, and biomass energy, whereas a shade that is light green tends towards a polluted environment using fossil fuels and other non-renewable energy sources. What shade of green are you? Welcome to Shades of Green Energy here on KOOP, Hornsby, Austin. I'm your host, John Hoffner, with co-hosts Deborah Dubay and Reed Sternberg. Hello, folks.
Hey. How you doing, John?
Good. All right. Well, Reed, we have a special guest today.
That's right. We've got Scott Johnson, who's our lead organizer of the Green Candidate Forum that we're going to be doing tomorrow evening.
Welcome, Scott.
Robin Schneider of Texas Campaign for the Environment, and I will be moderating the event tomorrow. And Scott, welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Reed, and everyone.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what's going on. I know it's a Green Candidate Forum, and tell our listeners a little bit about what we're going to be doing tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, April 29th, between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Channel Austin, Cable Channel 16, streams as a simulcast on their website, channelaustin.org, we will have a majority of the city council candidates to discuss issues in different issue areas that relate to environmental protection. And we're hoping to have a robust viewership on Channel 16 and also watching on the web as well later that day on KLRUQ, which is 18.3 on conventional TV. It will be shown again between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m.
So basically, it's going to be co-sponsored by 10 organizations, and I'll mention in a few minutes who those organizations are. But basically, we collated a bunch of environmental-related questions from those organizations to kind of quiz the candidates on. Is that right?
That's correct, yes. We want to have a broad breadth of different questions, so it will make them think about that these issue areas are important and think about how they can better contribute ideas and energy to improve those.
Great. And just real quick, I'll tell you who the organizations are that are co-sponsoring the event. It's going to be put on in part by Austin Eco Network, Austin Sierra Club, Clean Water Action, Environment Texas, Podair Austin, Save Barton Creek Association, Solar Austin, Texas Campaign for the Environment, and not last but not least, the Texas Green Network. Oh, and the Seed Coalition. Sorry, missed that one. For more information about the broadcast, you can get information at www.channelaustin.org.
Correct.
All right. Well, tell us, Scott, backing up a little bit about you. How did you get involved in all this? The Green Candidate Forum, and I know you've had a very involved past in environmental issues, but going back to when we first worked on the solar trailer at the first ACL concert. So actually, it wasn't the first. It was the third. Is that what it was?
The third one, correct. Yeah. Yes, John. My involvement in environmental issues goes back to the christening of it in Austin was the Earth Day in 1992. Picked up the booklet that was put together at that time, similar to Paul Robbins' environmental directory, but more basic and a predecessor for his. And in looking at that and in thinking about this area after having lived in Los Angeles, I knew that there were opportunities here, some of which weren't being well addressed. So through the mid-90s, I got involved in water quality in Northwest Austin in the Bull Creek watershed, and then later knew that there was very little being done about air quality, engines and fuels and construction equipment and landscaping equipment and those issues. And so I started to get involved first volunteering with the city formally with their first air quality program in the mid-90s, and then later through that learning about what the city does through a department called that no longer exists, Environmental Conservation Services Department. So I learned a lot volunteering, and since that time have partnered with and become members of different environmental groups. And I have a lot of interests, but they all focus back to air quality and climate, principally energy efficiency, transportation, and also green building, among others.
Yeah. Right. Well, ECSD, of course, got rolled into eventually, I guess it was Austin Energy, So it kind of didn't, I guess they broke it up. And I forget, there was an interim department between ECST.
Yes, transportation planning and sustainability.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I guess one of the things that I would say is that you also kind of ride the ride instead of walk the walk, talk. You ride your bicycle everywhere. That's your means of commuting, isn't that right?
Yes. For over 7 years, I was car-free by choice, and it does help strengthen your heart, strengthen your legs, and it is a good option. Sometimes you need some relief, and a little over a year ago, I bought a vehicle that runs on both gasoline and compressed natural gas, both, and I ride it about 95% on compressed natural gas and use it very little, trying to still ride my bike often and walk to keep my heart strong.
And your brain, too. I find myself a little bit sharper when I arrive somewhere on bicycle.
Absolutely.
Right. I guess the only drawback, I guess, sometimes is when we have these oak wilt or all the stuff in the air. Maybe you're not affected by it, but you're breathing all that stuff in. And I know when I bike ride, and I do a lot of cycling, not commuting so much, but during that period when you see all that yellow stuff all over the place, I just suffer out riding my bike. But you get through it, and you feel better, like you say, when you get there. Your brain is on fire.
Yeah, but on the flip side, John, you can't even see out the window of your car sometimes.
Right.
With all that yellow.
Oh, yeah, it's all on the roof.
Bicycle
and on the
may
be
the only route.
That's true. You can cut through all that stuff.
And also this week, I heard there's been a study that sitting is actually the worst thing you can do for your heart. Mm-hmm. When you're up and walking or riding a bicycle or just about any other activity besides sitting, all of your muscles help work with your heart to support your circulation. So your whole body becomes essentially part of your heart.
Yeah.
Whereas if you sit, the heart does all the work.
And that's true even for people that are aerobically fit and do their regular aerobic exercise. They still have to, you still have to move during the day too.
Right. So Scott's here standing up as we, no, right.
A model citizen.
Yeah. Well, actually we've been talking with Scott Johnson, one of the organizers of the Green Candidate Forum tomorrow. And we're going to actually come back in a few minutes after Howie Ritchie's calendar and a few announcements and then get into some of the meat of the session tomorrow.
And we're here with Scott Johnson, who is one of the organizers of the Environmental Issues Candidate Forum that we're doing with the City of Austin candidates for City Council tomorrow evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And that's going to be on Channel 16, Cable Channel 16 Live. And it's also going to be rebroadcast on KLRU-Q at 8 p.m. Is that right, Scott?
Correct, yes.
Great. So give us a little bit of background information about some of the content of the forum and kind of what led to this.
The main objectives of the forum would be to educate voters and the city council candidates on environmental issues and to connect voters to the election process. We'd like the folks listening to consider, did you know that the Austin City Council acts as the board of directors for Austin Energy, our municipally owned utility with $1.2 billion in annual revenue, and the board of directors as well for the Austin Water Utility with $428 million in revenue?
I didn't know that.
Yes. Important stuff.
Yeah. Huge issue. I think it was Mayor Cooksey, when he was our mayor, said, you know, exactly what you just said, we're the board of directors of a major utility in the United States. We need to be looking at this stuff. And it was kind of like, oh, a light went off in his office to realize how important this, because a lot of times the utility would present something and then they would just, it must be right. Let's gavel that through.
Rubber stamp.
Yeah. And what really brought to light was when we were building the large 340 kV transmission line around the city, and all of a sudden this groundswell came up that there's environmental issues associated with it, and so they started canceling it. The city council said, well, let's drop this. And they said, well, somebody said to them, well, do you realize that you voted on the original issue to let that transmission line go, but there's been 50 subsequent votes on some of the small contracts for it? They went, really? It's vitally important, and that's a really good point, that this is a big deal. A lot of money involved and a lot of issues associated
right.
with it.
And so important that we have this kind of forum tomorrow evening so that we kind of know where these guys stand when they get into such a powerful position. So tell us, who are the candidates that are going to be participating tomorrow evening?
Okay. In place one, the current incumbent is Chris Ryland. He's seeking re-election. Challenging him is Roger Chan, who used to work for the city as an assistant city manager, Josiah Ingalls, who's run for mayor before, and Norman Jacobson, who I don't believe has run for elected office prior. Second in the mix will be place four candidates. In this race, the only one represented will be Laura Morrison, the incumbent, followed by place three candidates, which are Max Nofsinger, former Austin City Council member, Chris Bailey, and Kathy Tovo. The incumbent in place three, Randy Shade, unfortunately, is not available tomorrow night. As well, Toby Ryan in place four will not be in attendance, and in place four also, Eric Rangel will not be in attendance.
Okay. And I understand that at 7 p.m., also broadcast live, we're going to have a little roundtable discussion afterwards. So tell us a little bit about what's going to go on then.
What we're doing with one moderator and four panelists will be to discuss what's been the candidates have talked about, some main topics, themes, threads that can be discussed. Hopefully, one of those threads can be around the utilities that we have, including Austin Energy and Austin Water Utility. But it's up to the answers to the questions that we pose to determine what the content will be in large part for that 30-minute segment.
So we won't know where we're going until we've got the feedback from the candidates.
Correct.
And for those that want to get information about the candidate forum, you can find information at www.channelaustin.org. And we're here with Scott Johnson, who's representing the candidate forum tomorrow. And thank you so much. We appreciate all the info. So we have a little bit more background about some of the content and kind of the groundwork. Did you want to go over that a little bit more too?
Yes. Regarding the utilities, since we already mentioned them, each of the utility plays in a vital economic role in helping pay for city services. Did you know that annually Austin Energy transfers over 9% of their revenue to the city's general fund, which helps pay for police, EMS, fire, watershed protection, parks, and libraries?
And that's, you said, from Austin Energy to the city's general kitty, basically.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that makes it important that we have an efficiently run utility, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, Scott, one of the questions I had, first of all, maybe I've missed this, but people can attend the event live, or is it all going to be televised?
At the studio on channelaustin.org, which is over on Northwestern Avenue, they have relatively small space in the studio, so we're hoping through this medium today that we can drive both viewership and listenership to the event through channelaustin.org, the website to watch it stream live, and also on cable channel 16. So normally we want quite a few folks to come out to the event, but in this case, no.
And yeah, we're going to have representatives of the sponsoring organizations will actually be there with us in the studio. I think we have about 15 chairs that will be about all we can fit in there.
Okay. So I know you've got some more content, and we're running close to the bottom of the half hour, but the organizations that are represented there will be asking questions. How do the questions get submitted the format you've got?
Because this will be a live broadcast, we're structuring it where the questions are being put together in large part by the organizations that are sponsoring it, and they've already been submitted, so we will not be taking questions from the audience.
Right, and I noticed that only because I saw Solar Austin emails flying all over the place, and they're trying to formulate all their questions. So the questions kind of have to be lodged beforehand, and then do the candidates know the questions that they're going to get?
No.
They don't know in advance, but we do have kind of just general topics that those questions cover. So we'll be covering a question about environmental justice, one about zero waste, one about sustainable food, one about clean energy, one about alternative transportation, one about land use policy. So hopefully we're not giving too much of a cue to the candidates listening out there, but that's just the basic topics that we'll be covering.
Those are great topics, and I think it's really this is incredibly informative and a really great way to drive awareness.
Go
ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, and then your question, Reed, is that do they each go around? You give them the question, and then each answers it?
Yes. Okay. All candidates will be asked the same amount of questions during that time.
Good.
But not necessarily the same question. What we find is that it's helpful to consider rotating them.
Okay. Well, good. Again, we're talking with Scott Johnson about the Environmental Candidates Forum tomorrow. Of course, stay tuned at the bottom of the half hour for Food Love Austin. So, again, give us a little bit of where they can find out about the information and where it's going to be presented. Again, what stations and all.
All right. If folks have internet access, they can go to channelaustin.org, look at the synopsis there. On their website, even look at a video clip which gives the details. And tomorrow night, between 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. on cable channel 16, it will be shown live broadcast, channelaustin.org as well. It will be streamed live over the internet. And again, on KLRUQ, which is conventional station 18.3, will be shown from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay.
From 7 to 7:30 will be the wrap-up, shown live, but not shown on KLRUQ.
Oh, great. Okay, well, we have about 30 seconds left to answer one more question from Reed.
I wanted to just add also for folks that they can get information at www.channelaustin.org. And did you want to mention who we have? I guess we have Bridget Shea, Brandy Clark Burton, and Carmen Yanis. We know that those three will be talking about. Are they going to just kind of freestyle from there, or will our moderator kind of guide that process and tell them what we want to cover?
We would obviously like it to be an interactive dynamic, and they may be able to start the conversation. If not, the moderator will attempt to start the conversation with them.
Okay. And that's the moderator great. Is going to be
David Kobrowski.
Okay.
Our own David Kobrowski. Well, great. Well, thanks, Scott, for coming by. We appreciate your spending the time with us.
And certainly. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah. We've been listening to Shades of Green Energy, John Hoffner, Deborah Dubay, and Reed Sternberg. So real quickly, Deborah, next week.
Next week, we have Kevin Wagner from the Texas Water Resources Institute.
All right. Come back next week, and hopefully the weather will be just as nice.
You have been listening to Shades of Green Energy, recorded live at KOOP 91.7 in Austin, Texas. The soundtrack is Why Not by Peter Sharp. More music by this artist is available at creativecommons.org.